chapter 6. And working together with him, we entreat you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he said, in a time of acceptance I hearkened to you, and in a day of salvation did I succour you. Behold, now is the time of acceptance. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Paul's ministry commended by God. We aim to give you no reason for stumbling in anything, but our ministry is not blamed, but in everything, commending ourselves as servants of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in watchings, in fastings, in pureness, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in sincere love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armour of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by glory and dishonour, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Our mouth is open to you, O Corinthians. Our heart is enlarged. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as children. Widen your hearts also. Be not unequally yoked. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion has light with darkness? Or what agreement has Christ with Belial? Or what portion has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has a temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty.